Well, good afternoon and welcome to a look at three events in world golf this week from a betting angle. We might start first with the World Golf Championship events, certainly the most significant of the events, you might say, in terms of class players, world ranking. And Dustin Johnson have been a two-time winner at this venue in Mexico in the last 3 years as well. He was seventh on the other occasion, so he really does have an outstanding record here. He beat McIlroy by 5 shots last year. He's certainly playing well enough at the moment to add a third win at this venue. He was 10th at Riviera. He was 2nd in Saudi Arabia. There's a lot to like about his chances this week, and a lot of people feel that way, it would seem, because he's at $8.50 and is one of the favourites, along with Rory McIlroy, who's at $6.50 to win the event. McIlroy, as I said earlier, he was 2nd to Dustin Johnson last year. He was 7th the previous year. So he's had 2 starts at this venue for a 2nd and 7th. He's been 5th and 3rd at his only 2 starts this year. Given that sort of form, I know he backed off a little bit in the last round last week when most people were expecting him to win, but you'd have to like his chances this week, especially with a reasonable good record on the golf course as well, Rory McIlroy. Justin Thomas is at $11. His form's, I guess, a little bit of a roller coaster this year. He won early on in the season in Hawaii, then he missed the cut, then he finished 3rd, then he missed the cut. So he's been a bit up and down in terms of his form, but he's been 9th, 2nd and 5th at this venue. And if he can find any of that form that he had just a few weeks ago, then you'd have to think Justin Thomas is a good chance. And at $11, I suppose that's reasonable value. Xander Schauffele, he's not at his peak at the moment, but I don't think he's all that far from it. He's been 14th and 17th in his 2 starts in this event. At $17, I like his chances, Xander Schauffele. Hideki Matsuyama is also at $17. I think he's approaching his best. He was 5th last week. He's had 2 reasonable finishes here at this particular venue. He's at $17, as I said. And I think, given the fact that he just seems to be getting back to the really good form that we saw from him previously, he's got to be a consideration. And I think if you were looking for one for slightly longer odds, and I think Paul Casey may be your man. He hardly ever misses a cut these days, so he's really playing well, although not contending all that often, I have to say. Several very good rounds here. He was 3rd last year. He was 12th in 2018. So Paul Casey at $34 is a genuine consideration. And the other player that I should have thrown in a little bit earlier, Adam Scott. He's played this venue just the once, although has won the event previously at another venue. He was 45th when he did play here a couple of years ago. He had 68 in his last 2 rounds that particular year. So this is a golf course that, you know, is not too bad for him, it would seem. And of course, coming off the back of that win last week and what was his very first start of the year, then that is particularly good form coming into this week's event. So just quickly through those players again, Dustin Johnson at $8.50, Rory McIlroy at $6.50, Justin Thomas at $11, Xander Schauffele at $17, Hideki Matsuyama at $17, Adam Scott at $17, and Paul Casey at $34 for the World Golf Championship event being played in Mexico and getting underway on Thursday. Well, look at the Puerto Rico Open. This is essentially the alternate event for the PGA Tour. I mean, obviously, for those players not eligible or those players who have not qualified for the World Golf Championship event, they get another run in a PGA Tour event down in Puerto Rico. I think Scott Brown's an interesting selection here. He tied 2nd last week after 4 consecutive missed cuts. He's got a great record here. He's had a win in 4 other top 10s and 7 starts, Scott Brown. So given the fact that he found some form last week, he's at $21. I think those are pretty good odds. And there's certainly credentials to suggest that Scott Brown could do this week. Patrick Rogers is at $21. He's had improvement of late. He was 9th at Torrey Pines, 16th in Phoenix. He was 21st at his only start here, admittedly 4 years ago. He's been playing in the World Golf Championship events. In the meantime, of course, he's slipped a little bit in terms of his ranking, but he has improved a bit lately. And I think Patrick Rogers is $21 is really worth consideration. And another player at $21 is the Australian Cameron Davis. He was 16th at his only start here last year after a first round of 75, so he put together some very good rounds after that. He's been playing solidly. He's made all 4 cuts this year. He hasn't exactly set the world on fire, but he's playing very solidly, Cameron Davis. So I think those 3 players at $21, Scott Brown, Patrick Rogers, and Cameron Davis, well worth consideration there at the Puerto Rico Open. The Queensland Open heads to the Sunshine Coast after quite a few years in Brisbane, a very similar feel to that at the Queensland PGA Championship last week, but a very different golf course at Pelican Waters, that's for sure, than what they played on at the City Golf Club last week. A bit hard to go past several of the players that contended last week. Brad Kennedy's the leading world-ranked player in the field, as he was last week. A late demise, four drop shots in his last three holes last week cost him victory. He's at $7. Anthony Quayle is another who was right in the mix until very late in the tournament last week. He's at $9, the man that plays the Japan Tour. Yet to win a four-round event anywhere is Anthony Quayle in terms of professional golf. He certainly won a couple of reasonable titles in the amateur ranks, but he's a really classy player, Anthony Quayle, and I think at $9, probably worth keeping in mind. Dimi Papadatos is at $13. He's had mixed results of late. He was third in Toowoomba last week, however, and he was 16th at the Australian Open. That aside, hasn't been particularly good, but I guess in many ways his form has been average overall of late, but he's a classy player, Dimi Papadatos, when he's right. And I think that third placing last week at Toowoomba will give him quite a bit of confidence heading into this week. And the winner last week, Michael Sim, is getting back to the sort of form really that saw him such a standout on the Nationwide Tour quite a few years ago. He won last week. That'll bring a lot of confidence to his game for this week. He won this tournament previously when it was played at the Brisbane Golf Club back in 2017 and had a couple of very good finishes in this type of event, this level of event, Tier 2 event, on the PGA Tour of Australasia towards the end of last year. And I know it's always hard to back up after such a significant win last week for Michael Sim, but I think he's well worth keeping in mind, is Michael Sim. So those players again, Brad Kennedy at $7, Anthony Quayle at $9, Dimi Papadatos at $13, and Michael Sim at $11. No prizes for big returns this week as far as the Queensland Open is concerned, but any winner is a good winner if you're able to get a player across the line. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.